Right on Door County is the nonprofit with a new addition to the family.
So the coop is back here beyond this tree line. We have about 5 acres.
Jared Santek is the group's executive director. When Bly's home was sold last year, the coop was moved from Ellison Bay. It's now just off of Highway 42 in Fish Creek. Bly wrote about Door County's environment and people. After moving from Chicago, he became a permanent resident in the coop in 1979.
Can we go in?
Yes. So it's much larger than you might expect for a chicken coop. And it's a wonderful environment to work in. It is remarkably reduced in the amount of material that's in here. The area where you're standing right now, there were 5 4-drawer file cabinets. There were a lot more tables and stuff in here, and piles of books and papers and stuff.
Besides writing at least 18 books, Bly's work was published in The New Yorker and The Utney Reader. He was a frequent guest on Wisconsin Public Radio and was recognized by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters.
What happened to all his materials?
A lot of the writings and the drafts of his books and stuff are going to the University of Wisconsin Library.
Santek says Right on Door County has hosted about 24 writers so far since it started in 2013. Bly died that same year.
Excuse me. I'm thinking there probably were chickens in here at one point, right?
Yes, it was an actual chicken coop at one point.
Since Bly's work was so focused on place, it was a concern to move the coop, but Santek says it will now have a new purpose for other offers, albeit in a different space.
And we find this view is different, definitely, than the view from Ellison Bay, but it is also a beautiful, inspiring view. One of the things that we've been told that Norb always wanted at Ellison Bay but couldn't have because of the woods surrounding it were hollyhocks in front. And so we have hollyhocks planted here at the side of the coop. So it will be somewhat different, but it's keeping the same spirit alive.
Right on Door County is officially christening the coop this Saturday at a free event with readings by some people who were featured in his works. Santek says Bly might be gone, but he's not forgotten.
But as it says on his grave marker, find me in my books.
Or find his portrait that hangs on the wall of his old chicken coop. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.